This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Red meat exports were mixed to start off 2026. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
U.S. red meat exports were mixed in January, with pork exports trending higher year over year and beef trending lower, according to data released by the USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. U.S. MEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said pork exports were led by another outstanding performance from the leading market, Mexico.
Of course, led here the last several months by Latin America, Mexico, Central America, even down into Colombia, for example. But the interesting thing about the January stats is that in addition to that momentum from Latin America, we saw a pretty big month from Asia, specifically Japan on pork, 27,000 metric tons, up 22% from a year ago. Korea was strong as well. Even Taiwan was strong, 1,300 metric tons, three times what we were the previous year.
Even though January beef exports were lower than a year ago due to the prolonged lockout in China, export value per head of fed slaughter was more than $415, the highest since March and reflecting solid demand in other markets. Hallstrom said beef variety meats were a major bright spot, with export value topping the previous monthly high reached in December.
Led by Japan, but a lot of other markets as well on the variety meat side, markets like Korea and, of course, Mexico. So we're excited about that. If you look at the beef side in general, while down about 10% year on year, you take China out of the mix and we're up. We're up 5% on volume and 16% on value. So I think this is a testament to the fact that the rest of the world, demand remains very, very good on U.S. beef.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.